come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Allah is one, the one true God. He guides us through every day in any way. Allah is one, the one true God. He guides us through every day in any way. Whatever Allah gives us every moment of the day, we should say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, shukarillah. Allah is one, the one true God. He guide us through every day.
My butterflies, today we're going to learn all about the sunnah when wearing clothing. Do you know that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved wearing white clothing? When putting on any garment, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always began with the right limb. For example, if it had to go over his arms, he'd wear the right hand first and then the left. If wearing a trouser, he'd wear the right one first and then the left leg. But when taking it off and removing it, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always removed the left side first. If putting something on top, he'd take the left hand out first and then the right one. If taking off a trouser, he'd take off his left leg first and then the right. The same goes with wearing shoes. When you put it on, you wear your right foot first and then your left. And when taking it off, you do the opposite. You take the left off and then the right. All Muslim boys and men must wear their pants above their ankles. Women should make sure that it covers their ankles. Little girls too. Girls wear scarves all the time and boys wear topis or turbans. When wearing shoes, first wear the right one as we said and then the left. And when taking it off, it's the left first and then the right. Before you do anything, whether wearing or taking off, always say Bismillah and take the name of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always taught us to say Bismillah and take the name of Allah before we do anything. Eating, sleeping, wearing our clothing, even walking around holding a pen, holding a pencil or writing, talking, whatever it is, take the name of Allah and say Bismillah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to read a special dua when wearing new clothing. Also, he used to say, I ask for its goodness and the goodness for what it's been made for, and ask for your protection from the evil of it and the evil of what it has been made for. You start on the right-hand side when wearing any of your clothing, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you wear your clothes, start with the right side. And as we already learned, on taking it off, we start with the left side and then the right. My butterflies, we always say that Islam is not just a religion, it's a way of life. Well, in the same way, we need to learn all the sunnah about wearing clothes and taking it off so that we can make it part of our lives. Will you make a promise to try and follow these sunnah? I hope so, inshallah. Now when we go, let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll listen to a fun story. Stay tuned.
We all love you, 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 we all love you.
We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit. We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit. How we want to be with you.
We all love you, we all love you.
In our hearts you are the truth.
We all love you, we all love you.
How we want to be with you.
We all love you, we all love you.
In our hearts you are the truth.
We all love you, we all love you.
The final Rasul of Allah, your message traveled so far. We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit.
We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit.
We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit. On the sweet day of your birth,
Muhammad, Muhammad,
hope and passion fill the earth,
Muhammad, Muhammad.
On the sweet day of your birth,
Muhammad, Muhammad,
hope and passion fill the earth,
Muhammad, Muhammad.
Every heart was filled with the joy of the presence of the sweet boy.
We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit.
We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit.
We all love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit.
Your akhlaq in the first year,
Muhammad, Muhammad,
showed us all how much you care.
Muhammad, Muhammad,
your akhlaq in the first year,
Muhammad, Muhammad,
showed us all how much you care.
Muhammad, Muhammad,
so much so that they would call you the most restful amongst a few.
Muhammad, 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 Muhammad.
We all love the Holy Prophet.
Mirror with a Malfunction by Pedro Pablo Sacristan. There was once a boy who was very rich and clever. He had practically everything a boy could ever want. So he was only interested in the most rare and curious of objects. This happened to him in relation to a very old mirror, and he convinced his parents to buy it from a mysterious old man. When the mirror arrived home, the boy went to see his reflection in it. His face looked very sad indeed. He tried smiling and making funny faces, but his reflection continued with its sad expression. Surprised, the boy went off to buy sweets. He came home as happy as can be to look in the mirror, but his image was still sad-looking. He bought all kinds of toys and old junk, but forever looked sad in that mirror. Fed up, the boy stuck the mirror off in a corner.
Crikey, what a terrible mirror! It's the first time I've seen a mirror that didn't work properly.
That same afternoon, he went into the street to play and to buy a few toys. But on his way to the park, he saw a little boy who was crying his heart out. The boy was crying so much and looked so lonely that the rich boy went over to help him and to see what had happened. The little one told him that he had lost his parents. Together, the two boys set off in search of them. As the little boy wouldn't stop crying, our boy spent his money on buying him sweets to cheer him up. Finally, after much walking, they found his parents who were looking for him, very worried. The rich boy said goodbye and walked off towards the park. But, seeing the time, he decided to turn round and head for home, without having been able to play, without toys and without money. At home, he went to his room and noticed a shining light in the corner. The same corner he had left the mirror in. Seeing this, he went over to the mirror and realized that the light was coming from his own body, so radiant with happiness he had become. And so he understood the mystery of that mirror, the only mirror which could faithfully reflect the true joy of its owner. He realized it was true. He felt genuinely happy at having helped that little boy. And since then, each morning when he looked in that mirror and failed to see a special shine, he already knew what he had to do to bring it back. The end.
Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please him.
Allah has promised you a rose garden. actions, and for bowing down to his will, to his will, to his will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed, will you heed to his call? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please him. Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to his call? Allah has granted you the gift of this life. Can you see, can you see, can you see? Allah has given you the chance to make a choice. Will you try, will you try, will you try? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please him. Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to his call? Which of Allah's favors can you deny? Will you bow down in prayer to him? Strengthen your iman with the zikr of Allah. Can you feel, can you feel, can you feel? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please him. I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lakum. I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lakum. For all your good actions, and for bowing down to his will, to his will, to his will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed to his call? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please him. Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please him. Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to his call?
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineela@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.